USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New information is being revealed about the capture of an Alabama inmate. He could be extradited back to the state by tomorrow for arraignment. Police tracked the murder suspect in Indiana yesterday and say the corrections officer who apparently helped him escape took her own life. Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton tells CNN it was corrections officer Vicky White who was the mastermind behind the escape plan for Casey White.
Well, she was in a position with her knowledge, with her position in the office. She scheduled the van transports that morning, made sure all the other armed deputies were out of the building and tied up in court.
Bridget Brink, President Biden's nominee for ambassador to Ukraine, is set to go before a Senate panel today. Senators are expected to ask her about her plans for reopening the U.S. Embassy in the Capitol. USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy.
President Joe Biden signed into law the Ukraine Democracy Defense Lend-Lease Act, which allows the United States and its allies to provide weapons and other resources to Ukraine as they defend themselves against Russia's ongoing invasion. The president talks about the importance of the bill.
I'm signing a bill that provides another important tool in our efforts to support the government of Ukraine and the Ukrainian people in their fight to defend their country and their democracy against Putin's brutal war.
Under the program, the United States guarantees all shipments to Ukraine per their request will be placed or reimbursed. A similar program was used during World War II. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi released a statement praising pro-abortion protesters, whom she said have channeled their righteous anger into meaningful action, planning to march and mobilize to make their voices heard. More news at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Biden says without proof, more people will die from COVID if Congress doesn't act. He says the nation will lose its place in line to order new vaccines for the fall when another surge is expected. As far as these dire warnings from the White House, Dr. Jay Bhattacharya is a professor of medicine at Stanford University. He says they're not very helpful.
Well, I mean, I think the key thing to know is that this is now a virus that has joined the family of other coronaviruses that circulates around human communities forever. There is no end to it. We're going to have surge after surge after surge. To warn people and say, oh, this is impending doom again, after 2 years of essentially, after all we learned in the last 2 years, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the traditional Queen's speech to Parliament is not being given by Queen Elizabeth II for the first time in almost six decades because of her mobility issues. Instead, her son Prince Charles delivers the Queen's speech to Parliament on her behalf.
In this year of the Platinum Jubilee, Her Majesty looks forward to the celebrations taking place across the United Kingdom and throughout the Commonwealth.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill Monday that requires public high schools to observe Victims of Communism Day. DeSantis saying the bill will help make sure young people learn about the evils of communism. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.